But to the big issue of the day, is the referendum campaign too nasty now? 80295. Today, Alex Salmond ordered one of his advisers to apologise to a woman who said she was attacked for supporting Scotland by staying in the UK. Claire Lally spoke at a pro-union Better Together event on Monday. The Telegraph said adviser Campbell Gunn contacted the newspaper to complain about her description as an, in quotes, ordinary mum, as he claimed she was the daughter-in-law of Pat Lally, a former Labour Lord Provost of Glasgow. The First Minister said the claim was not true. So that's the story. It raises the wider issue of what's happening in cyberspace in the campaign. Well, joining me now, political commentator Hamish McDonald. Hello, Hamish. Hello, Hamish.
You hear me?
Yeah, we've got you there. How are you?
Oh, yeah, not so bad, John.
Before we start, and, you know, we get texts in saying you're biased. BT, you're biased. It can be either way. Are you in any camp?
No, I'm not in any camp. I mean, I write for generally for unionist newspapers, but then most of the newspapers are. And I think that this is one of the problems. If we were just to look at this in the round, if you come from a strongly nationalist perspective and you look at the debate, there's a lot of feeling within the Yes camp that the press is biased, that all the media is biased, you know, in favour of the No camp, and that they don't get a fair run. And I think that has been one of the reasons why so many people are taking to social media and taking to Twitter and all sorts of things and going over the edge because they're angry, because they feel that they don't get a fair crack of the whip. Now, I don't think there's any excuse for some of the things that these people have been coming out with, but I can see where they're coming from in terms of their anger about the mainstream media.
Do you? So let's just nail this before we move on. Do you believe, as a neutral person writing various articles, that the media is skewed one way?
Yes, I do. I think that's it's undeniable. There is one newspaper, the Sunday Herald, which has come out in favour of the Yes camp. And if you look at the tone and the general feel of most of the newspapers in Scotland, they generally push towards the No side. I think that's undeniable.
OK, so that's Hamish McDonald, who is a neutral. Joining me now, I'm glad to say, Stuart Campbell, who runs the Wings Over Scotland blog. Hello, Stuart.
Hi, John.
Listen, thanks for talking to me. And obviously you are a Yes campaigner. It's a Yes blog, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you believe that the media is, the mainstream media then, is skewed against you? Because Hamish's argument, the proposition today, which I'm trying to explain to myself as much as anybody else, is that there appears to be bad feeling on the internet between various sides. And Hamish is, as a neutral, saying, well, that's because many of the people in the Yes camp believe that the mainstream media is biased, and therefore that's where they get their ammunition, that's where they want their drive comes on the internet.
I'm fascinated by the description of Hamish as a neutral, but certainly, yes, that is undoubtedly the case. There is a great deal of resentment about the way the independence debate has been portrayed in the media.
So when you write your blogs, and obviously you're quoted in the front page of the Telegraph today, and they make you out to be, well, what's the word? I don't want to use the word evil, but that's certainly negative or...
A vile cybernat beast is, I think, the usual term.
Say that again, I butted you in.
A vile cybernat beast is what I think they like to call it.
And are you?
I'm no judge, John. I don't think so. I think I'm a perfectly normal, reasonable, rational chap. But who am I to say?
So what happens on the internet then? Because I've asked people before I came on air on Twitter, and I'd like comments on text on 80295, just to give examples. And you can easily dredge up examples of people wanting Alex Salmond stabbed or shot. Mm-hmm. And you can have examples of people from the Yes campaign saying that you're a quisling or a traitor. It's got pretty nasty.
I think it's been pretty nasty since the start. I mean, I get very annoyed when people use words like quizzling and traitor and collaborator. We tell them not to use words like that on Wings because it doesn't help anyone. It doesn't do any good. But you can't really manage how angry people feel. People feel like they're being very, very badly treated. A lot of the time they have a case for that. Excuse me. And that will tend to come out, especially in a medium like social media, where a lot of people hide behind pseudonyms and anonymity.
Hamish, this is interesting, isn't it? Because you're both agreeing, despite being in separate camps, that the problem is one side feels angry And if somebody kicks something off in the world, somebody's going to respond. And you can, people can hide behind pseudonyms.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very important point. When we got into social media, it introduced this new kind of way of people publicising their views but being anonymous at the same time. And I think that has been destructive, because it has allowed people to be cowardly. It has allowed them to sit back and have a go at people without getting their names out there. Well, now, when I write anything, I put my name on it. People know who I am. They can have a go. That's fine. You know, that's part of my job. And same with Stuart's as well. But it's the people who use the internet anonymously, who use these terms like quisling and traitor and collaborator, when perhaps if they had to put their names on it, they wouldn't be quite so brave.
Stuart, give me some examples of the kinds of things, because obviously you're viewed as the villain, aren't you, by the No campaign? But give me an idea as the kind of abuse that's come your way.
I couldn't even begin, John. I get bombarded with it every day on an hourly basis.
What kinds of things?
General, you know, abuse and name calling. I get threats. I've had to involve the police a couple of times. There's an ongoing investigation at the moment. People threatening to have me beaten up. You know, all the stuff you'd expect, really. Most of it is just words on the internet. Most of it's just people shouting. But very occasionally there are parts of it that you have to take at least remotely seriously.
But, you see, my reaction and the reaction of any normal human being when that comes my way, despite the fact that I might have written something or said something, first of all, is to be angered by that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm used to it. I mean, I've been in journalism for over 20 years now. I've written quite a lot of things that people have found controversial in one way or another. So it's kind of water off a duck's back to me. When you get something like the Daily Mail going around doorstepping women out walking with their autistic child and stuff, and frightening them and harassing them, I think that's a serious business. People just calling each other ball bags on the internet, nobody really should be getting themselves all het up about that. But yeah, when it gets personal, when it intrudes into people's lives, and I say I'm afraid the media is more guilty of that than anonymous internet loonies, then that's when it's alarming.
Okay, well, obviously, Stuart, that was your allegation there. But Hamish, can I bring you back to the central issue here? Well, the perspective today seems to be that we've kind of crossed the line here. Or has this been slowly simmering, that there have been two independence referendum debates? One's been a perfectly civil one among politicians, but there has been an online one that's been, you know, incredibly badly managed.
Yeah, I think there's two separate points there. Yes, we have been having two debates. There's been the one online and the one with the politicians. But the thing is that they cross over. And I think that what this case today does, it shows how they cross over. So, you know, what we have here is we had a Better Together rally, which I went to cover on Monday, which was I think one of the one times when Better Together have actually managed to do something that has worked, because they got these quotes ordinary people to talk about it. On the back of that, we then have the First Minister's spin doctor having a go at one of those quotes ordinary people. And then on the back of that, you've then got all the people on the internet piling in. And that's why I think it shows how these two debates occasionally, they do merge together, and that's when it ends up in trouble. Because here we have a First Minister spin doctor who's been forced to apologise. He said things which were not true about somebody on the other side who is, you know, just an ordinary mother with disabled children. And then it has been made worse by people who have poured in on the internet, supposedly on his behalf, but have just made the whole situation worse.
And they poured in from both sides. Stuart, you would have a different view, would you?
Absolutely. I mean, I was walking to the studio, so I didn't catch the start of this discussion, but obviously we're talking about Claire Lally. Hamish there is describing her as just an ordinary mum. Claire Lally is a member of Labour's shadow cabinet. She's a member of the National Policy Forum. She introduced Joanne Lamont at the Scottish Labour conference. According to Holyrood magazine, she actually launched Joanne Lamont's Scottish Labour leadership bid. She works with United Labour. I believe she's the chair of a constituency Labour party. The Daily Record described her as a member of the political elite. That's a very strange CV for someone who's just an ordinary mum, who's not a politician, who's just a normal person who happens to have a view on independence. That is a hardcore political activist.
Before I go to Hamish, I mean, Alex Salmon, the First Minister, said that he's met her and she's entitled to a political view.
Of course she is, yeah. Nobody that I saw, certainly not my website, certainly not as far as I'm aware, Campbell Gunn, had any criticism of Claire Lally at all. They had a criticism of her being presented on stage by Better Together as something she wasn't.
Okay, Hamish,
I haven't seen anyone abuse her at all.
Okay, Hamish, because this is central to the issue, you have to defend that she is just a non-political person.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is this difficulty. You know, where do we draw the line and say people are politicians and people are not politicians? When you have a rally at something like the Better Together rally, where you had Alistair Darling speaking at the end of it, quite clearly he's there from a political point of view. You then had Claire Lally, and yes, I agree with Stuart that she is a Labour activist, and there were obviously other Labour activists on the stage. There were other people who perhaps were not activists at all, but they are not political, or they're not politicians in the sense that Alex Hammond and Alistair Darling is. And what the Better Together campaign were trying to do was to say, look, we're going to try and take this away from politicians and have people who are not necessarily politicians. They may well have blurred the lines on this case. And I think that perhaps Claire Lally should have been perhaps presented as a Labour activist, but she is not an MSP or an MEP or an MP. She's not one of the political leaders. And as such, she was a new voice in this campaign, along with other people that were on the stage with her.
Stuart, do you buy that?
What Hamish says is undoubtedly technically true. She's not an MP or an MSP. I think it's a distinction without a difference. I think she is so politically active. I think the way she's phrased her comments in The Telegraph this morning make it incredibly obvious that she's highly politically active, highly partisan. As I say, nobody that I've seen has actually criticised Claire Lally at all. They have just said, you shouldn't be presenting people as ordinary members of the public when they're in Scottish Labour's shadow cabinet. That is someone who formulates policy. If you're in the National Policy Forum, you are presumably playing a part in formulating policy. And if you're formulating the policy of a political party, I think to say you're not a politician is dancing on the head of a pin.
Can I just bring it back to what's happening online, though, and talk about this for a bit, because you actually wrote, Stuart, and these are your words, that you suggested she was willing to, in quotes, lie on command about the NHS for political ends, and that Better Together was misleading people by presenting partisan political activists as normal everyday folk. Where does that come from, and what is an acceptable line in both of your beliefs as to where we can go on the internet?
I think it's perfectly fine to say someone is lying if they are. I mean, Claire Lally was trying to portray independence as a threat to the NHS. The Scottish NHS has been independent since the day it was formed in 1947. Independence will change absolutely nothing about the relationship of the Scottish NHS to the English NHS, the Welsh NHS and the Northern Ireland healthcare service. It's just untrue to say that independence represents any kind of threat of any kind to the health service. And therefore, if she's going to stand and say that it does, she's lying, and I'm happy to call her a liar.
Hamish, this is what's happening online, isn't it? Because you probably couldn't say that on the air, and you couldn't put it in a newspaper. Where are we going on the internet?
Yeah, I think you're right to come back to this point, because when Stuart says he hasn't seen anybody who's criticising Claire Lally, I mean, in the Telegraph piece, they're quoting people, you know, who have gone online to call her a quisling and a collaborator and all these sorts of nasty terms. So there are people out there who have ridden in on the back of this to have a real go at her. Things that put Claire's mother into tears when she read them. And this is, I think, the crux of it. We have a political row here over somebody who was on the platform for Better Together and whether or not they were political and then what a spin doctor said about them. But it's then how that has sort of morphed into a really nasty series of attacks on the web, which is where, you know, this discussion that you've got today centres around. It's not just the political on the surface, it's what's happening underneath and whether, you know, anything can be done to stop these people piling in with these kind of terms.
OK, Stuart, and just to stress, I'm not giving Hamish the last word, it's just that's the timing. So, Stuart Campbell, thank you very much for coming on here, and Hamish McDonald too.